And we can start, we can use these 5 days, 6 days this time, I think, really, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 6 days. 6 days to practice what I just said. No worries. Okay? This is the goal of a spiritual life. The goal of a spiritual life is to get to the state of no worries. Absolutely no worries. You know, in Australia, every like third word in Australia is no worries, no worries, mate, no worries, no, no worries. And, you know, wouldn't that be nice? You know, wouldn't it be nice to really mean that? You know, how are you? No worries. I have no worries. I have no stress. I have no unhappiness. See, no worries. So that's the goal. The goal is the nirvana is, you know, another translation for nirvana is no worries. That's the state of nirvana, no worries. No worries state. Right? It is, actually. The complete end of all mental afflictions, right? The permanent cessation of all mental afflictions. You could just condense that and say no worries. That's what it means, no worries. So if you're going to achieve a goal like that, you have to practice the goal. You have to practice it. You see, you don't have like worries, 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 and then have no worries. Right? That's not how you enter into nirvana. It's like, no worry, 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 and then, oh, and I'm fine. Right? You have to practice being fine. You have to practice happiness. You have to practice the state of no worries. And these are laboratory conditions. We have now entered laboratory conditions of practicing no worries. Okay? There's nothing to do here. You have nothing to do. You don't have a job to go to. Right? We're collecting all your cell phones. Did they tell you we're collecting your cell phones? Oh, you didn't mention that yet, huh? Yeah, we're going to collect all... Now, how you feel about that? Like, that's the right attitude. That's the right attitude. That's the right attitude, okay? No worries. That's a no worries attitude. Like, who the hell do you need to call now? What do you need to do? What kind of business do you need to conduct over these 6 days? You are free. You have nothing to do. You are free. Practice freedom. Okay? Just practice it. There will not be attendance taken at any classes. If you don't feel like coming to any of my classes, you know, Rick and Lindsay have their own, they'll have their own, like, opinion on this. But as far as I'm concerned, and Cindy, you don't have to come to anything. You can stay in your room and sleep for 6 days. I'm not kidding. You could just stroll around the garden, you know, 6 days. You can't ride around on my golf cart, but... I'll be riding around on the golf cart. Not really. I mean, there's no compulsion. You don't have to do anything. Okay? Practice that. Practice being free. This is the title of our retreat, isn't it? Freedom. Freedom from and freedom to. Freedom from worries. How's that? We'll start with that one. Freedom from worries. Have no worries. You have nothing to do. You don't have to even make your own food. Somebody else is going to make food for you. All you have to do is eat it. See? And if that's too much work, you don't have to do that either. Like, you know, maybe we'll bring some IVs or something. We can intervene. Like, you just sit there and like nothing to do, okay? No stress, no worries. Turn the cell phone off. Don't go online. Okay? You've got 6 days of freedom from all of that. And it's all, guess what? It'll all be there on Sunday afternoon. I'll just be there, okay? Yeah, everything will be fine. Some people in this room are old enough to remember the days before cell phones. Okay? Those of you who aren't, kids, you used to not have cell phones. And when you came to like something like this, there was no phones available. And guess what? Everyone was okay without cell phones. Somehow we all managed before. And now we think, no, I have to like call everybody all the time. To do what? Where are you? I'm at Governor's Academy. What are you doing? Nothing. I'm 6 days, I have nothing to do. So, how many phone calls do you need to make like that? You know what I mean? Okay? So you can make one phone call. I'll give you one phone call. Last phone call at the end of this session, you make one phone call telling, I'm going to do nothing for 6 days. Don't call me. I have nothing. I won't have anything to say to you either because I'm not doing anything. And on Sunday night we'll catch up, and you can tell me all the things that you did, and I'll tell you I did nothing for 6 days. I relaxed. I relaxed. Okay? This is a rare opportunity. Having the time and the resources and the space and all of that to do something like we're going to do for 6 days is rare. Is rare. It might be like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for some of you. You may never have another opportunity like this. Some people might not. You know. So take advantage of it and relax and be free and be happy under laboratory conditions, okay? Yeah. No job to go to. No, your family's not here, I noticed. Most of your family are not here. You don't have any kids to take care of, no diapers to change or anything like that. Okay? Just relax. Just practice. And you'll see how hard it is. I was talking last night, for those of you who are, you know, here, about euphobia. The phobia we have against happiness. We also have liberphobia. The phobia against being free. We don't want to be free. We're so comfortable in our prison. We're so comfortable in our bondage that the idea of freedom scares us. And you know, maybe you're even feeling it now. Like when I'm on this rant about how you have nothing to do. Come on, I want something to do. I need to have something to do. I need to have people to talk to. I need to be in communication with people all the time. I need work. See? Did you know that the real meaning of karma is work? Karma. The word karma means work. Right? So when you're not working, you're free. Karma is keeping us in bondage because we have to work. Oh, here's another one for those of you who are interested in the Western traditions. In the beginning, everything was Jake. You know that? That's in Genesis. In the beginning, everything was Jake. Genesis 1:17. And God said to Adam and Eve, just relax. You have nothing to do. You don't have any work to do. You don't even have to prepare your food. Just like this. You didn't even have to prepare your food. All you do is just pluck it off of the tree. Okay? Just relax. Don't stress out about anything. Okay? Especially don't stress out about that one tree that I don't want you to eat from. And you know the story, right? The perversity of humankind. To do the one thing that they were asked not to do. So they did. And you know, and then God said, all right, well, you know, you blew it. Now I'm going to punish you. I'm going to give a certain punishment to men, and I'm going to give a certain punishment to women. We'll start with the women punishment first. You know what the punishment was for women, right? Pain in childbirth. Pain in childbirth. So in case you were wondering, you know, is birth suffering? Like I said last night, Buddha said birth is suffering, old age is suffering, sickness is suffering, death is suffering. You know, it's right in your Bible too. It's in the, you know, it's in the Western Bible too. Birth is suffering. Birth is the punishment. The kind of birth that we have to go through, you have to, women have to go through. No, it's suffering for men too because they're totally ineffectual. Totally ineffectual. And nowadays they won't let you just sit around in the waiting room smoking cigars with the guys. That's all out. Them's yesteryear, okay? Now you have to sit there and watch it for 12, 15, 16 hours, you know, with nothing you can do. No, I went to classes. They make you go to classes also, guys. Now you have to go to classes to learn how to do nothing for 16 hours ineffectually. Now they tell you, like, you know, tell your wife to breathe. Tell your partner, breathe. Breathe, honey, breathe, honey, breathe, breathe, breathe. And then they have ice chips. You feed them ice chips. That's the two things that they taught me how to do as the partner's going through agony, you know, unbelievable agony. All right, so that was the punishment for women. What was it for men, guys? Work. Having to work for a living. Okay, it's right in the Bible. God said so. God said work sucks. It's a punishment. It's a punishment. So having nothing to do is a kind of return to Eden. It's a return to the paradise. To have no compulsion, to have to do anything. To be free. To be without work. Without karma. To be able to play. So as opposed to karma, there's another word in Sanskrit, lila. Lila means play. Divine play. It's a kind of a theological term. It was a term that they invented in Hinduism explain why God, and you know, in certain forms of Hinduism, it's very monotheistic. Why the one God, the Creator God, you know, had to create anything? Why did the Creator God create the world? Was he or she lonely? Was she in need of something? Was he, you know, kind of bored? I mean, you know, what kind of God is that? Who's bored or lonely or something like that? Get a better God, right? So, you know, God isn't lonely or in need of anything. So why did God create?
For fun. Leela. Play.
It's like, why do children go down the slide? If you went and interviewed children at the playground, it's, you know, hi, little girl, why are you going down the slide? Please, we're interested. They would just look at you like you're crazy, wouldn't they? You would be crazy. You'd be crazy to ask that question. Why you go down the slide? Because it's fun. That's why, no reason. And this is kind of an interesting way to think about life as a whole. That's a free life. A free life is to do things with no reason. For no reason. Because it's fun. Just because. Just because. That was probably what they would tell you, right? Why are you going down the slide? Just because. Just because means no reason. So spend 6 days playing. 6 days going down the slide. Swinging. Okay? Nothing to do. There's one of my favorite quotations in all of scripture, all of world scripture, is from a text called the Ashtavaka Gita, which is a wonderful text from the Hindu tradition, Vedanta tradition. And in there they define samsara. You know samsara. Samsara means this suffering life. Samsara, I paraphrase, but just a little bit. Samsara is nothing other than the compulsion to act. That is what samsara is, the compulsion to act. Having to do something. Having to do something is samsara. And you don't have anything to do for 6 days. You just entered potentially a nirvana zone. Samsara-free zone. Where there's nothing that you have to do. Nothing. Okay? Now, almost all of you are going to invent stuff that you feel like you have to do. Because of librophobia. Oh my God, what if I were free? Then what I would do? I've never been free. That would be a unique state for me. I've never been free. And we're all conservatives, not just Republicans. We're all fundamentally conservative. We're attached to our suffering. We're attached to our bondage. We're attached to not being free. It's like, you know, it's like somebody who's spent their whole life in prison, who is all of a sudden, like, the door opens, and they just sit in the cell. Because they don't know what's out there, you see? We're like that. We're all like that. The door is open. The door has always been open. We are in a prison of our own making. And one dimension of that prison is feeling like there's always something I have to do. You know, kids sort of understand this, and then we beat it out of them. We beat freedom out of kids. When I was, especially a teenager, I remember like thinking, the weekend, you know, no school, I'll just sleep in, you know, like maybe till 1. Kids, you know, teenagers especially are totally capable of doing that, easy. With the one hand behind their back, they can sleep till 1, okay? And then my dad would wake me up. He'd wake me up at 9 o'clock with the list, the do list for the weekend. Rake the lawn, mow the lawn, do this, do that. Yeah? And freedom got beat out of me. Right? Responsibility. I got responsible. I guess that's another name for samsara, isn't it? Responsibility. Having something to do. See? So, be free. Just practice it. 6 days. Got nothing to do. Don't invent stuff for yourself to do. If you feel like coming to class, great. Yeah, come. If you don't feel like it, don't come. If you feel like taking a walk, take a walk. If you feel like sleeping, sleep. If you feel like eating, eat. Just be free. Practice it. And you'll find out how difficult it is. It's really difficult to live like that. It's really difficult to be free. Okay?